Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here in Branson, Missouri. We are talking about a prophetic year. I believe 2007 is a prophetic year. One reason I believe it's a prophetic year is because it is 40 years since Jerusalem came back into the hands of the Jews. That's ancient Jerusalem, biblical Jerusalem, the old city, where the Temple Mount is. That came back into the hands of the Jews at the end of the Six-Day War exactly 40 years ago. 40 is a number of testing. We've been talking about it. Jesus was 40 days in the wilderness. The children of Israel were 40 years in the wilderness. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. A baby is in its mother's womb for 40 weeks. After a period of trial or testing, then we see how you come out at the end of it. I believe that this year, Israel, we're going to see how they came out after having Jerusalem back in their hands for 40 years. I believe it's been a testing time. Now, what is this about Jerusalem? What is it all about Jerusalem? Why does it matter about Jerusalem? Why is the whole world interested in Jerusalem? The reason is because God has marked it as the holiest city on the whole entire globe. Jerusalem is important to God, and because it is, it's important to Satan. And there is a fight going on right now, and the Bible tells us that the end times will see that it's even over the saints in the city of Jerusalem. So we've been talking for the past few weeks about what God says about it, why it is so important to him. If you don't have an opportunity to be with us every single day, you can get all this teaching that I'm giving to you right now on CD or cassette for $10. And it will be the entire teaching on several cassettes, several CDs. It's called Hamakom, H-A-M-A-K-O-M. You might as well learn to speak Hebrew. Ha means the. Makom means place. The place. One of the names for Jerusalem in the Bible is Ha-Makom, the place. It is also one of the names for God. Why is Jerusalem so important? Because it is the place where God says he places his name. When the children of Israel came into Israel, God said to them through Moses, and we read it last week, we'll read it quickly this week to get you back into place. We'll read Deuteronomy chapter 12, because this is the big chapter that introduces us the importance of Jerusalem as the place. They're told in the first part of this chapter, God says to them, when you go into Israel, children of Israel, when you go into the promised land, you're going to find that the Canaanites who live there, they worship God under every green tree, on every hill, they have an altar built. But don't you do that. You are not to do that. You shall tear their altars down, and you shall not do so unto the Lord your God, verse 4. But you shall only worship God, verse 5, in the place where the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. That's what makes Jerusalem so important. It is the place where God chooses to put his name. Now that's a mystical thing. We don't understand all of it. But God has chosen to rest his name in Jerusalem. I have seen satellite photos of the city and surrounding environs of the city of Jerusalem, and they point out that you can see the name of God as it's written in Hebrew, Yod Hey Vav Hey. You can see it there written in the crevices of the hillsides and the mountains. Now, I don't know that that's all that God meant with it. I think he meant much, much more. But the name of God. I was just thinking and reading in Malachi last week, where God says that when we listen, when we even think and speak about his name, when we get together and we think and speak on the name of God, that God listens and writes it down in his diary, so to speak, and he gives us special reward just for thinking on his name. He makes us his jewels, it says. The name of God is so mystically powerful and important. And God says, you're not going to worship me every place. Only one will you go to with your tithes and your offerings, and that shall be in the place where I place my name. The place, the way you say it in Hebrew, is HaMakom. And it says in verse 11, there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall rejoice before the Lord your God, verse 14, in that place. Verse 18, you cannot eat your tithes just everywhere. They were told to come up three times a year and bring their tithes and eat them before the Lord. They gave some to the Levites, some they ate themselves. That you can't do it just anywhere. You've got to come three times a year to the place where the Lord your God will rest his name there. So we read that last year, and then we read about Abraham. Abraham in Genesis 22, 3, 4, and 9, Abraham was told to take his son Isaac to the place and offer him up there. He took him to the place, the rock. In all of Israel, there is a city. That city is Jerusalem. In all of Jerusalem, there is a hill, and that hill is Mount Moriah. And on Mount Moriah, or Moria, as it is pronounced in Hebrew, there is a rock. And on that rock, Abraham offered up Isaac. And God had called it, you take him to the place. We see in the life of Jacob in Genesis 28, 11, 16, 17, and 18, that Jacob went, and you remember he slept, and the Bible says he came to HaMakom. He came to the place. That's what Jerusalem is called. One of its names in the Bible. He came to the place. He put his head down on a pillow of rock, and there was a ladder with angels ascending and descending. And God appeared at the top of that ladder and said, the place where you lay your head, I give you. And he said, this is your place. This is your land. So Jerusalem belongs to them. And Jacob said, this place is the very gateway to heaven. Now, here they are. Moses told them there's such a place, HaMakom, the place. Abraham went there and took Isaac. Jacob slept there. But we're going to come on down to the time of David. And now they know that there's a place that they're supposed to come to and they're supposed to worship there, but they don't know where this place is exactly. And David, who had a heart after God, sought that place. We're going to turn to Psalm 132. I trust you have your Bible with you, because we really get into the Word of God. In Psalm 132, we hear David's crying out to the Lord. And he says, I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out the place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. David says, I'm not going to sleep till I find HaMakom, the place where God is going to place his name. He said, I'll choose a place out of one of your tribes. He didn't tell them which tribe it was. He has not yet told them which is the place. But David said, I am not going to rest till I get it. And then we're going to come to a very interesting chapter in the Bible, which is 1 Chronicles chapter 21:1. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. And we see David, and probably maybe even a chapter that has been a little difficult for you to understand, but I want you to know there is an enemy of God. It is Satan. Satan means adversary. Chapter 21, David's had great victories. He's the king. He's been capturing cities, and he's been going for God. But then he gets a temptation from Satan, God's adversary. Chapter 21, verse 1, and Satan, stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. Israel was not supposed to be numbered. They weren't supposed to count. They were supposed to depend on God. There's other reasons as to why they were not supposed to count the military men, the men in the battle. But they weren't supposed to do it, and they knew they weren't supposed to do it, but Satan tempted them to do it. And in verse 7 it says, God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel. That means he allowed it. The king of Israel has sinned against God. And so the destroyer who brings the pestilence comes in, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men that day. And God sent an angel unto Israel, unto Jerusalem, to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, "It is enough. Stay your hand." And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So at this threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, it was a threshing floor near Bethlehem, near at Jerusalem. Verse 18, then the angel of the Lord commanded God, or G-A-D, Gad, to say to David that David should go up and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Verse 22, then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place, Hamakom, the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord. Thou shalt grant it for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people." David purchased it. He bought Hamakom. It was revealed at this time that this is Hamakom. This is the place. David paid a price for it. He purchased that rock where Abraham offered up Isaac. He purchased that rock where today there is a dome of the rock. He purchased it. He paid money for it. And that is Hamakom. That is the place of Jerusalem and of God. We want you to understand these things. Why is Jerusalem so important? Why is this such an important prophetic year? And I trust that you're listening every day, but just in case you cannot listen every day, please be sure to phone us or write us and order our tape series, which covers everything that I'm saying to you in all these 3 or 4 weeks when I'm teaching this. You can write Billy Brim Ministries, Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. The tape series in either CD, you'll specify which one you want, CD or cassette, is $10. And you can get that by also calling us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can go online at billybrim.org. Now, please keep in mind that we've got a youth meeting coming up here in Branson, July 23rd through 27th. You'll want to call us about that. It's a great one. I take part in it. We do to all the Branson sites. This is under my son, Chip Brim. And, oh, it's a wonderful time. Champions for Christ, I want you to be with me in August to study what the prophets are saying about this end time. And we're going to use the book of Ezekiel. Oh, it's full of things. And the book of Ezekiel has recently been found on some stone tablets, the original book, I believe. So we want you with us August 14 through 17. Please call us or write us and enroll in the study of the book of Ezekiel with us at the School of Eschatology. You might want to go with us to Israel in September. This is Billy Brim, and we are saying unto you until we come back tomorrow, this is Billy Brim and the voice of one witness. Shalom, shalom, and lehitraot. That means we'll see you when we talk about Yerushalayim.